Time now on the Producer Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on the win last Saturday, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze. Appreciate it.
Did you notice a jump in the step of the guys this week in practice after snapping the losing skid?
I think so. They're a little relief, but again, you know what? We have to forget about it fast. We got to move on, and we got, you know, two big games this weekend, but there's no question, Schulze, he was a little monkey off the back.
Hockey's such a funny game. He played so well in Bowling Green, had a ton of shots and lost. Didn't get as many shots last week, and you win. There's really no way to describe it, is there?
There's no rhyme or reason, and there's just so many little factors during a game that, you know, play into a loss or a win. And I think if you want to reflect back to last Saturday, I think a lot of it was predicated on they didn't get a power play goal. So again, we held them to a goose egg on the power play, which, you know, I think they had the fourth or fifth best power play in the country going into last weekend. And Walsh, he played very, very well right there. And a lot of that was, you know what, he was our best penalty killer as well.
Jerry Fitzgerald was named the WCHA Rookie of the Week. All three of them played very, very well. As they're getting more comfortable, are you noticing them play faster?
Absolutely, Schulze. I think both. I think, you know, they are more comfortable out there, which obviously goes into them playing a lot faster. They played with, you know, a great tempo last weekend, and you saw that, and they have the ability of making plays at that type of tempo.
More with Tom Ceritori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show. Brian Schulze with Tom Ceritori of the Beavers. Tom, what is Anchorage doing best right now?
They just work so darn hard, and they got very good goaltending. They defend very well, and they're very hard on the forecheck. So that's the biggest thing I think we have to make sure, too, is that we have to take their forecheck away.
You're traveling with a bigger travel roster this week. What are the rules in regard to coming up here?
You have 24 when you come up here you can have, but you only can play 22. So that's pretty much what it is, and typically it is 22 on the road other than coming to Alabama and Alaska. And I really don't know why. I can't remember why we increased the travel roster. One of it was because you want to make sure you have a third goalie in case something does happen so you don't have to fly somebody. And I know that was one reason, but as far as the extra, I'm glad we could do it. Obviously give guys an opportunity to see this, you know, a beautiful, beautiful city.
Does the same hold true when they're traveling as well?
Yes, it does, Schulze. That's kind of part of it, too, is that their trips down south as well.
Let's say we're on a regular travel trip and you're bringing two extra guys. What dictates who you're bringing and what positions you're bringing?
Well, you have to have 7D. You have to have 7D, and that's the biggest thing right there, 7D. And, you know, we bring an extra forward and an extra D, but you have to have the extra defenseman. You just have to, in case one goes down right there, you're in good shape. Plus, it's a lot easier putting a D up front than a forward on the back line.
Are you predicating who's coming based on who's playing well in practice, or is it kind of a matchup, maybe a guy that can play multiple spots, you'll bring him instead?
I think you're right on, Schulze. I think a lot of it, too, is probably the versatility of a player. I think that has a lot to do with it. And again, not being redundant, but you have to have an extra defenseman for sure. But then from a forward standpoint, it's somebody who's probably more of a specialist.
What's the hardest part about this trip in your mind? The fact you're sitting on a plane and on a bus for 12 hours getting up here, or is it the time change?
I don't know, Schulze. I think it's a combination. Again, it's a tough trip. It's just a flat-out tough trip. You're not used to it, and you're right. We live in a remote area. It's not easy, and I tell people all the time, flying's the easy part. It's just getting to Minneapolis, as you know, and we have a four-hour trip, then we have to get there 2 hours early. It's just a long day where we're from, and that's just not an excuse. It's just a fact, and just like it is for the UP schools, that's the toughest part, and when you're in a bigger market, you know, when you're flying in and out of a big market, it sure does help, and it reduces a lot of time.
My brain doesn't have a clue what time it is at all up here. Once the puck drops, do the guys even care about that, or is that not a factor?
I don't think it's a factor. I think the biggest thing is, Schulze, and even this morning for breakfast, we were hungry. I mean, more than ever, and I think you were too when you got up. I mean, it's just different because our guys might get up, and they might have ate at 9 o'clock Minnesota time last night or 10 o'clock Minnesota time. But at the end of the day, when we had breakfast today at 12:30 or 1 o'clock Minnesota time, I still think, again, their internal clock is set at Minnesota time. And I know I was sure hungry this morning, and I know the guys really were, which they're going to be. And that's a little different, too.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.